following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on till 8 o'clock. You can call us if you have a question about the value of a collectible. The number's 312-332-3776. This is our final radio show of 2017. So we've got to put together a nice prize package, a few things to make it worthwhile for
people.
You're
a very generous guy. You always have something good to give away.
Well, there's a 2017-18 Donruss basketball box. There's been some pretty expensive autographs coming out of these boxes. One of my regular customers got a Jason Tatum auto to 99 that he sold immediately for $200
nice.
On eBay. So there's some good value to some of the cards in there. We're also giving away a 2017-18 Upper Deck Series 1 Hockey Tin, which has three young guns, some good rookies in that product, including the Blackhawks' Alex DeBrincat, who's selling for pretty good money, especially his one number to 100. And then I'm adding a box of 2017 Panini Prestige football. There's four packs per box, and each pack has an autograph card in it. So you can email a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Emails an item to my attention. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Or if you call us 312-332-3776 with an item, and you will get in the drawing. Vince will do the drawing at the end of the show, and all you have to do is email him, and his company, ERC Delivery, will make sure it gets delivered right to your door. So we're going to talk about some of the items that ended in the November Huggins and Scott auction. Now, it's just remember, when you're thinking of things that might go to Huggins and Scott, it doesn't have to be sports cards. There's a lot of different things that can run. For instance, and you know I wanted to just get this in to use on the last show, Three Stooges individual signed album pages went for $875. Let's see. Now here, I thought this was kind of interesting. Boris Karloff. Now, Boris Karloff, this was a signed, let's see, album page went for $350. Now, he played Frankenstein's monster in three different films during the 1930s. Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and Son of Frankenstein. So, Boris Karloff. Now, but here's the question for you and Bill and for Eric. If I know there's some phone callers on here, but if Eric can get to it and hear this. What popular holiday cartoon character did he do the voice for? So you know how they do the Christmas season cartoons on television?
Right.
What popular holiday cartoon character did Boris Karloff do the voice for?
Wow. That's a good question.
Anybody have an idea? Bill Huggins?
Hey. Gosh,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No.
Frosty the Snowman?
No.
All right, well,
He was an evil character, but turned out he had a good heart.
The Grinch?
Yes. That was Boris Karloff who did the voice of the Grinch, narrator and voice of the Grinch. Oh. In the Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Very cool.
So we're going to, This is our last. We've got stuff built up. We're gonna fill people with so much information during this hour. They'll be screaming, leaving the show. Okay, what else here now? Let's see. Oh, I'm not going to get right to this yet. I mean, we want to make sure we get in that which ended higher, sure. But we've got callers waiting, so let's get to some callers here. We've got John from Bolingbrook on the line. What do you have there, John?
Hey, I have a framed Joe Namath signed jersey.
Well, that's good. Joe Namath stuff is good. He's always going to be collectible, I think, because he was so key in the AFL merging with the NFL, you know, him predicting that Super Bowl win and them actually doing it, yep. It put the AFL on the map and then led to the merger. So I think from that standpoint that he'll always be collectible. Jerseys aren't really that hot right now. There's some jerseys that are going for pretty low prices. Bill Huggins, a Joe Namath Jets sign. It is a Jets sign jersey, correct, John?
Yes, green and white.
Yeah, okay. Bill Huggins, any idea on that one, what that would be going for right now?
I would say probably in the $300 to $400 range, somewhere around.
Yeah, I was thinking that with a nice frame. I'll tell you, there's some. I've got a couple of jerseys on the wall at T Crown. Like a Lenny Moore is like $40. I mean, what they're going for? Wow. It's like the easier Hall of Fame autographs on those things, and also on photos. The pricing's really down. Not quite down as much as like a lot of the '80s baseball cards.
Yeah,
but they're down pretty low. Dave from Waukegan's on the line. What do you have there, Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
I in the 80s and 90s, I worked for a pharmacy in Highland Park, and one of our clients was Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And before he built the big house, he lived in a littler house in a different part of town. And I kept cards with me, and you know, in the cases. And sure enough, one day when I delivered there, he was in the driveway shooting hoops, and he signed them on the top of my car. I've got four Jordan autographed basketball.
Did you cards. Challenge him to a horse game?
No, unfortunately.
No. Why? You think you could have taken him there, Dave?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a confident right, absolutely, right. And it turned into a not.
Not at 5'6". No.
Well, horse, you got to be able to make the shots. You don't have to make them over him. We're not talking one-on-one here. We're just talking a horse game. Okay.
Very true.
Well, Jordan autographs are still doing really well. Do you remember what cards you got signed? You didn't get like a rookie card signed, did you?
No. One of them, they're all like 89-90.
Hoops type
one
cards?
One is the Fleer card where he's...
Okay.
He's got his legs spread and his tongue hanging out, and he's slamming the ball from like right underneath the backboard. You see him. There are two hoops. One is an all-star where he's shooting a three-pointer, and then one is a white border. He's just dribbling the ball, and it has his all-star game stats on the back of it.
I would think any of those would be hundreds, and then it depends on the condition of the card and the condition of the autograph. Now, Bill Huggins, if he was going to send in all four of those to Huggins and Scott, would you sell them individually, or would you lot those together? And would you get them authenticated and slabbed where they're graded? How would you handle that one?
Well, that, like you said, Tom, that's going to be kind of up to what they look like. I think they could sell individually for sure, especially if they're going to, the autographs would grade 10s.
You know,
if they were nice, clean autographs, you could get $300 to $500 a piece for each one of those.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be good. Yeah. Listen to Dave. He's like, all right. Yeah. So, Dave, if you ever think you want to send him into Huggins and Scott, you'll give me a call at Triple Crown in Naperville, and you can, or either that or Bill Huggins, you're at the Rosemont show this weekend, correct?
Yep, we'll be there today and tomorrow. You know, Dave wants to bring them by. I'd be happy to take a look at them.
Yeah, people can anybody
bring them to your store.
Anybody out there, if you want to meet Bill Huggins today and tomorrow at, what is that called, a Fanatic show, Bill?
Yeah, I believe they're the ones who sponsor it. It's at the Donald Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont on River Road.
It's called the Chicago Sports Spectacular.
Spectacular. Yes. I wonder if they have spectacular autograph guests.
I'm sure they some have pretty good spectacular stuff.
Yeah.
Vince, they have a lot of unopened wax boxes.
Well, I think I'll be seeing you there tomorrow, Bill.
Okay, make sure they save some then. All right. Hey, Eric, we don't have the countdown clock going. How are we doing on time before the break?
You're good. I'll get the clock up in a sec. You got 6.5 minutes. Though.
Oh, good. Then we have time for... All right. We're going to do a kind of a strange variety here on our last show of 2017. Three items that ended in the November Huggins and Scott auction, and Vince and Eric will try to guess which of these three ended higher. First item, 1947 Jackie Robinson Brooklyn Dodgers pendant. Okay, it's got a picture of Jackie Robinson, first year he played, I guess, 1947.
Is it signed?
No, but it's a pennant, which, you know, pretty collectible pennant. Second item, a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young signed acoustic guitar from the Larry Magid collection. And the third item, 1968 Primrose Beatles Yellow Submarine complete set of 66 cards. And these cards were sharp. They were in really nice shape.
Were they graded? Did they have a grade on them?
They weren't graded, but I think, you know, they probably were near mint to mint type range on those cards. So it's the Jackie Robinson 1947 Dodgers pennant, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young signed acoustic guitar, and the 1968 Beatles Yellow Submarine complete set. Which ended higher?
All right, Eric, to show my generosity, I'm going to let you pick first.
Look at this gentleman for once. I'll go with the 68 Beatles full set.
68 Beatles set. Now, okay. Vince, do you agree with him, or do you want to pick something different?
Well, I think that was going to be my first choice, but I just, in the spirit of the competition, I'm going to have to go with my second choice, which was the Jackie Robinson 47 pennant.
Oh, man, by that laugh.
I knew when you said that you're... I knew. And Eric? Well, Eric gets the silver medal. Vince gets the bronze medal. The number one item was the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young signed acoustic.
Let's hear the amounts.
As soon as you said that, I knew you were going to go the wrong way. The now these were all good prices on them. Yep. The Jackie Robinson Brooklyn Dodgers pennant, $2,500. I thought the Primrose Beatles was going to trick at least one of you. Yep. I thought somebody was going to go
for
that one.
That would have been my first choice.
Yeah,
so sorry. Got both of us.
Yep. $2,700. And then the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young signed acoustic guitar, $2,900.
All very close.
So they were all up there good and in a good price range. And it was a tricky final, which ended higher of the year.
As a lifelong Cub fan as I am, all I could say is, well, there's always next year.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's a good way to look at it. Okay, some other items that ended in the Huggins and Scott auction. Here's an 1888 N28 Allen and Ginter Cap Anson card, PSA 3, went for $1,600. A Mickey Mantle 1952 Topps card, number 311, a PSA 2, went for $11,750. That's kind of the holy grail, that and the Honus Wagner cards. It seemed like the big money guys want those in their collection as good a condition as they can get. Did you guys happen to see the commercial? I would have liked to have given away one of these today for the Taves toaster.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a charity thing. This thing was kind of cool. It had Taves is sitting in a chair, kind of dressed up, and telling about this Taves toaster, which he called the Tavester, the most versatile toaster on the market. It's got a picture. I think they did it for Taves, McDavid, and maybe Sidney Crosby. They got a picture of the guy on the outside of the toaster. And then when supposedly when you toast the bread, the guy's picture shows up on the toast. That would have been the perfect final show giveaway. But I think it doesn't go till it's for charity, right, which is good. But I think it's November 20th that you can start buying them. So looks like our listeners won't be able to get in on that unless they go get it themselves. Who came up with the idea to do, I think we'll do a toaster. We'll have the guy's face on the outside and then we'll have his face show up on the toast. And then they interviewed like Kane and Sharp and Kane goes, I wouldn't want to eat that toast. It was pretty funny, actually. I don't know. Funny, I don't know that I would necessarily want one. Bill Huggins, big money on those Taves toasters in a auction 20 years from now, do you think?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, why? There probably won't be millions of them out there. You never know. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Get
what
it
else?
Signed and keep it in the box it came in,
yeah,
and you never
you
know.
Get that, you know? Box signed. Yep. That actually would be good. But wouldn't you want to see what the toast looked like?
That's why you'd buy have to, two. That's why you buy two.
You'd have to toast up a couple of pieces. Well, we're coming up to a time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. It's our final show of the year, so get your calls in today, if you've been waiting to ask us about something. We've given away a really good prize package, a 2017-18 Donruss basketball box, a 2017-18 Upper Deck Series 1 hockey tin, and one box of 2017 Panini Prestige football, which has four autographs in it. The number's 312-332-3776, or you can tweet a picture of an item to my attention. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. So hang in there, we'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on till 8, our final show of 2017. So give us a call if you've been waiting to ask a question about the value of a collectible. 312-332-3776 is the number. We have a good prize package, a Donruss basketball box, an Upper Deck Series 1 hockey tin, and a Prestige football box, all from this year's products. Some multi-sport there to get some autographs, get some rookie cards, get your collection updated for 2017. A lot of good rookies the last couple of years, and it seems like in all the sports, it has really made it fun to open products like that. Speaking of opening products, I've got a thing at Triple Crown in Naperville. A lot of hobby shops have this now. It's a Topps holiday pack. You get one free Topps holiday pack when you buy Topps, $10 or more of Topps packs. And there's some pretty good stuff. They randomly put autographs and numbered rookies and stuff in them. And they have the holiday stamp on them. So those might be worth keeping. I don't know how many they made, but I don't think there'd be a ton of them. I also have a holiday giveaway going at T-Crown. I'm giving away the most expensive product I've ever given away. Yeah. A first prize is an immaculate football box.
It's over $300, isn't it?
Yeah, they're right, closer to four. So, it's a good. That's the first prize and three other prizes. If you come in and spend 10 or more, you get in the drawing at Triple Crown in Naperville.
It's Christmas every day at Triple Crown in Naperville.
It is. Sometimes it seems like it. There's a lot of presents, if you call the PAX presents, getting open there just about every day. Okay. Some other items that sold at Huggins and Scott. This was an interesting set, the 1952 Bowman Large Football Complete Graded Set that was number 11 on the registry, 144-card set. Went for $9,300. Wow. A Rocky Marciano signed banquet program dated June 14th, 1965, went for $400. He passed away at a young age in a plane crash. A lot of celebrities have died in plane crashes over the years. And so his autographs do well. John Glenn signed full-size flight suit, $550 for that item. So there's a wide variety. If you're thinking of bidding, the next Huggins and Scott auction is end of January into February. It's not all multi-thousands of dollars items. Some of them sell 500 to 1,000. So, you know, some of that can be fairly affordable if you see something that you like. Pistol Pat's on the line. What's new, Pistol?
Not much, T-Crown Tom. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I got a couple items for you. I got an unopened box of 92-93 Red Jumbo Upper Deck brand basketball with Shaquille O'Neal's rookie year. That's the first item. And then the second item is, this is a pretty good one for you, a Ric Flair autographed baseball from Leaf. Woo!
I was hoping we had that sound effect, but we didn't need it. Pistol Pat handled it himself.
You got it.
Now, Ric Flair, it seems like 50 to 100 on a signed ball, but if he has the inscription, what is it, Nature Boy that he was called?
Yeah.
I saw one of those sell for 200. It was a nice signature with a real nicely written out Nature Boy on it. So does yours have that on it? And don't be putting it on there, Pistol.
No, I'll probably have to go get it and inscribe it on there. Yeah,
if you see him around. I think it didn't hurt he was on that ESPN. They did a thing about him. Was that a 30 for 30, I think? Yeah. Now, a 92-93 jumbo box with a Shaq rookie, Bill Huggins, those aren't that expensive yet, but the way some of this basketball product with has taken off over the years, Bill, do you think that has potential?
Well, it's in that same era where they did produce a whole lot of that stuff. I don't know that I've seen one of those sell recently, but as far as down the road goes, it could be something that I would say probably better off hold it for later than sell it now.
Yeah, right now I don't think it would do that much. That the early 90s basketball in like 89 even and 90, 91, 92 – that was before they started doing a lot of numbered stuff and before they started doing autograph rookies in basketball, but they made a lot. That kind of goes in line with some of the 80s baseball that was just overproduced and it's just not that valuable. Now there's 80s basketball, 88 and older, that goes for a lot. The unopened products right now, they've run in Huggins and Scott and Bill, that any of those really do well, especially the 86 Fleer basketball.
Yeah, the first 3 years of Fleer basketball are very, very hot right now.
Yeah, and if you look at the 80 tops with the Bird Magic rookie and some of those other 70s, if they have a good rookie in them, it seems like they'll do well because the high-grade rookie cards do well from those. Kevin from Naperville's online. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going? I love your show, guys. Thanks. I got a baseball autographed by the entire 1969 Cubs team. The baseball itself is definitely getting a little bit discolored. It's gone from white to, I guess, you know, kind of a yellowish kind of. And then the autographs definitely got a little faded through the years. I came across the baseball, you know, obviously much, much later. So
yeah.
I got a nice case now, but everything's a little bit on the faded side. So
does it have all the guys on it?
It's got all the guys on it, and the ones that you would really want are very visible, you know, Ernie, Ron Santo, all those guys. So that part of it's pretty good.
Do you know, is Leo DeRocher on it?
Leo DeRocher's on there, yep.
How about Don Young? Did they get him? He's a tougher one on that ball. Do you know if he's on there?
I don't have the ball in front of me right now. Okay. I'm in the car. Yeah. I don't remember, but I remember when I checked, I looked at the roster and all the guys were on there.
Well, I would think if it's authenticated and they're all authentic that, it would probably, even in a lower condition, would probably still be at least $100 or so. And then just the condition, the better the condition, the higher the price in that ball. That's a collectible Cubs team, you know, a big story to that. And I think Cub fans will always want that baseball. I had, remember a couple weeks ago, we had a caller with a 1950s Brooklyn Dodgers team signed baseball.
Yes.
Well, he called yesterday. He's going to be dropping that off at Triple Crown for the February Huggins and Scott auction. Bill Huggins, you know off the top of your head the three names that are together on those Brooklyn Dodgers year, where if they are right grouped together, that typically it's a clubhouse when he brings it in, if I can remember the three?
Yeah, well, it's easy. It's Campy, Jackie Robinson, and I believe it's Carl Erskine.
Okay, Campy, Jackie, and Erskine. If they're grouped together, right together, it's probably those will probably end up being clubhouse signatures on the ball. If
that's
they're not,
general rule, yeah.
Yeah, but those balls go for some really good money. If he's got everybody, if they're all legit signatures, that would have to be obviously authenticated after you get it, but that's going to go for some bucks. That'll be interesting to see how. I'm anxious to see it. I think he's going to. I don't have people bringing much in to T-Crown this week with the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday and everything. But starting a week from Monday, you can get back to giving me a call. And if you have something for Huggins and Scott, and we'll package it up, fill out the paperwork, and get it to them. It's a pretty simple thing. I've got all this packing stuff in the back of T-Crown boxes and all these plastic bubble wrap. Because, I mean, to me, if you have something that's fragile at all, you want it wrapped.
We were talking about that before the show.
Yeah. I had my wife had two Bears mugs that we had ordered online, and we got them shipped. They were cool mugs, so they got them a couple years ago. I thought, well, let's get a couple more. They showed up, had them sent to T-Crown. The mailman comes walking up, and he kind of moves the thing, and it tinkled like gave a tinkling sound. He goes, that doesn't sound good. I'm like, oh, great. Not only were the handles off the mugs, they were completely like somebody took a sledgehammer to them. So it's like, okay.
It's hard to ship glass through an overnight or a couple day service provider.
Yeah.
It's really tough. You got to protect that stuff.
Yeah. Now ERC delivery would deliver that correctly. Yep. That's for sure.
We had close to 1,000 iMac computers to wrap each individual piece this week and put it in its own box so that we ensure that it was delivered
safely.
So
those were going to a store and then they're going to sell them?
It was a resale. It was a client who's going to resale them, but they were pretty in great condition, so they each one had to be bubble wrapped.
Yeah.
So I spent almost $1,000 in bubble wrap for that job.
Wow. Yeah. You should have. I could have given you a bunch of bubble stuff.
We would have needed a lot more than probably what you had.
Right. They would have maybe filled for like 20 of the computers, maybe. Yes. I have a lot back there. Yep. And a lot of it I've been just popping in so it doesn't take up so much room in the garbage and throwing it out. I was originally saving it when people ship me stuff for when I'm shipping to Huggins. But it was starting to like overwhelm the back room. It was
like the blob, you know, the bubble wrap, you know.
Yeah, so I had to start popping some of it. Yeah. Here's Jim from Grays Lake on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I went to the NBA Awards banquet in Chicago back in 1989, and they gave a basketball tables, and I had Magic Johnson and Oscar Robinson, Dominic Wilkins, Mark Eaton, Alvin Robinson, and a couple other guys all sign it. It's not an official NBA ball, but it's got probably, I don't know, 9-10 signatures on it.
You know, if they had all been Hall of Famers, it would have been better having Eaton on there. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that kind of hurts the value. Whenever you're doing something like that in the future, you want to have a theme to it, and so if you're starting with Hall of Famers, keep it only Hall of Famers. Or if it's, let's say, LeBron was there and you know he's a lock for the Hall, then you could get LeBron or Kobe on there, whatever. But but you don't want to add guys on there. Bill, do you think it still might be a couple hundred dollars because there are some other good names on it?
I would think so, for sure. He rattled off quite a few big-name Hall of Famers.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a good era, the 80s and early 90s through the mid-90s for basketball. A lot of competitive teams that really didn't seem to like each other much, and a lot of physical play in the NBA during that time. It was definitely fun watching the NBA during that time. Okay, let's see some other items. Oh, well, we'll save this for after the break. We've got another break coming up here, but We had to get one of these things in. I'll give you a hint. In our last show of 2017, this is another thing I wanted to make sure we fit in there. So that's a tease for the item that's coming the break. Stay tuned. Yeah. Okay. We've got, let's see. Oh, here was, speaking of basketball, a 1948 Bowman basketball complete 72 card set with a PSA 4 George Mikan rookie went for $3,700. 1986 Topps football unopened 36 pack box BBCE wrapped that even went for $950. Some of older stuff, yep. It's really doing well. That was the Jerry Rice rookie was in the 1986 Topps football. Hank Aaron rookie card 1954 Topps PSA 6 $3,700. For that card, PSA 6s are nice cards. I'm putting together a 63 Fleer baseball set because there were only like 66 cards in it, and I had like half of them that I bought that I had just had, and I bought a couple from different people. I bought a 6.5 Joey Amalfitano online the other day.
Okay.
So I figure I'm going to start getting some graded and get at least sixes on them. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till late. It's our final show of 2017. So get your calls in now if you have a question on the value of an item. And we'll be back right back. So hang.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Along with our producer, Eric Ostrowski. It's our final show of 2017, so we're letting you get your questions in now. We got a nice prize package, Donruss basketball box, Upper Deck Series 1 hockey tin, and a 2017 Prestige football box. Vince will do the drawing at right at the end of the show. But I want to do this, talk about this one item here, and a January 19, 1936, Satchel Paige signed check endorsed on the back by Satchel Paige went for $1,700.
Wow.
It was made out to him for $35, okay? So $35 in 1936. Eric's like, oh, boy, here we go. Has the same buying power as how much now in 2017?
I'm going to say $600.
Okay, now we're doing the prices right on this, closest without going over.
Okay, $600.
Okay. All right, Eric.
I'm going to go with $750, Bob.
And Bill Huggins.
Oh, what year again?
$35 in 1936 has the buying power of how much now?
$550.
Vince gets the final gold medal of the year, $625.59.
Nice. I'd like to thank my fans, my family, my agent.
Yeah. All right, very good. Well, we've got some callers waiting, and they're probably shaking their heads right now, so let's get to them here. We've got, Lee from Barrington with an interesting lot here. What do you have there, Lee?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hi. Tom and Bill, I got a big question for you. I have the original set of Heartlands, not the ones from 80s, but the ones from 50s. And I have a question for you. I always come across, if I want to sell them, about how do you really rate the color of them? I've heard people tell me take a sheet of paper, like a 95 color, and get an idea, but how are they really rated? And I have all of them, the Little Leaguer. I have extra stuff from Frank Furlup, the originator. I've got a letter from him stating the original. I just don't have the Dick Rote. Can you give me an idea of the value and how do I grade them?
Well, I'll tell you one group that I saw. It was a complete set of 18 plus 12 extras sold for $3,100 in an auction in February from a different auction company. But Bill Huggins runs a lot of the Heartland statues, and Bill, can you answer his condition set?
Well, there's two or three different types of condition. There's white, there's cream colored, and then there's really faded.
But the white ones are obviously the best. Cream colored still sell very, very well. We had a gentleman who brought in a set of those for our last auction, and if you go to our site, you can see we kind of put them in a couple little groups, the Grote by itself, Calavito, and then we kind of put the Yankees together, the two Aparicio and Fox together, and a couple of other things like that. And I'm not sure what it all added up to, but I know the gentleman who brought it in was very, very happy with what they sold.
No, that's good. Now, are you thinking...
Is that something I can bring to Tom then?
Yes.
Tom, can you grade them for me, or do you just send them to Huggins and Bill and let him look at them?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell. I've had them in there, so I can tell if they're, like, really clean and white or if they're a little creamy looking or whatever. But, yeah, we would send them to Huggins, and they're better on that than I am. But I could give you an idea because I have had those in my store quite a few times. They're cool. But if you get in touch with me anytime the week after Thanksgiving and, you know, through December, you can bring them in there. We'll set up a time to bring them in, and I'll package them up and send them to them. And then when they get them, they'll talk to you about condition and how they want to lot them.
Great. That's great. Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great holiday.
You
and
too.
Appreciate the advice.
Okay, very good. Next on the line, we have Chi Wu from Streamwood. What's new? What do you have?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Doing great.
I have a basketball that was given to me when I was in high school. It's signed by Adolph Rupp, and I got it. I got it from his grandson. We became friends growing up through high school, and I wasn't into collecting at the time. With that basketball, I also have the other championship coaches who coached at Kentucky. So I have Joby Hall, I have Rick Pitino, Tubby Smith, and I also have John Calipari on that basketball sign. So it's not really something I would sell, but I was just wondering if it would be worth.
I would think that would break a grand maybe in an auction, don't you think, Bill? What do you think on that?
Yeah. Without a doubt. Those are legends there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of big Kentucky basketball fans and huge collectors. That would be, if you ever do decide to sell it, that would be interesting to see where it go. But I'd be amazed if it, I think it would, maybe, what do you think, Bill? Could it break $2,000?
I don't know that there is another one out there. I mean, that would be the key thing to find out.
Yeah.
The fact that this thing was put together over many, many decades and stuff like that. So, you know, one-of-a-kind items have a tendency in an auction to bring sometimes really, really good.
Do really well, yeah. How good a condition are the signatures?
They're in good condition. I actually, the only one that I personally did not get was the Adolph Rupp signature. I was given that basketball with signature on it. Again, I was in high school. I might have dribbled it a couple of times, but the signature is pristine. And all the other signatures are in very good shape. It's something I got, you know, over time, and it's something I'll give to, you know, my kids. But hopefully, you know, Calipari won't be there forever, and I'll try and get the next signature from the next coach who wins one for Big Blue. I'm a Kentucky fan, obviously. So
were you a basketball player when you were young?
I was. I was a basketball player. I actually played for Eastern Kentucky University. Wasn't good enough to play for University of Kentucky, but you know, I'm still a big fan though.
Yeah, it's tough to crack that one, getting into University of Kentucky. Man, they get the very top that's in the country still. When they're recruiting. Okay, next on the line we have Jim from Elk Grove Village. What's new, Jim?
How we doing, fellas?
Good.
Got believe it's around 1963 game used Stan Mikita stick.
Okay, well, now how did you get it, and does it have any paperwork, or what makes you think that it's game used?
Long story short, I helped the lady move way back when, probably 25 years ago, and my payment was any one of the sticks that was hanging in a rafter. Now, believe it was her dad, used to work the equipment at the stadium. And he had, I mean, there was Bobby Hall sticks, there was Esposito sticks, but my favorite player at the time was Mikita when I was growing up.
Well, does it have the banana hook?
It does, and I actually took it and got it autographed by him.
Okay.
Again, probably 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
And he confirmed that was his. It's a Gunzo's.
Gunzo's in a Northland. Yeah. We just had another family brought in a couple of sticks. They had a Makita, and they had a Makita, the puck he scored his 500th goal with and 501st goal. Really cool. And they had a Kenny Warham stick also. But it sounds like you've got it, all the same markings that they have. They're going to be sending them in for the, I think, for the February auction, actually. And we've seen sticks go anywhere from 1,000 or two to as high as 7,600 in auction. So it's really hard to put a price on that, but it's good. And he's not doing very well. His health, I think he, you know, is not doing well at all. So, you know, it might be something to hang on to for a while, but is it something you're going to...
I wouldn't get rid of it. I'm just curious to see what
it's cool. I would say probably if you had to give an average estimate, what do you think, Bill? Maybe a couple grand would be a good estimate on it?
I would say at least that, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not many of them around. It's amazing that we've talked about two of them here in the last week.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yep. And they both sound like they're legit, the exact same. The tape, you got the tape on the handle. It's a Northland stick, the banana hook, and the Gunzo's markings on it. And then the Makita name is stamped on it also, right, Jim?
Yeah, Makita's name is stamped, but his number's handwritten.
Okay, yeah. That would make sense because... And now yours is signed. The other one I don't think was signed by him, but the Warham stick was signed by Hull and Makita and like seven other Blackhawks. So interesting stuff. Very cool, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the line, we have Matt from Chicago Heights. What's new, Matt? What do you have?
Good morning, guys. It's more of a funny story. I was online, one of the auctions like Heritage or Huggins & Scott many years ago, and I bought a 1934 Diamond King Stan Hack baseball card, and I ended up winning against my nephew.
Really?
Yeah, and it's in real good shape. The color's very vibrant, and the corners are sharp, so I was just kind of, it's a funny story, but I'm curious to see what you think it's worth.
Well, the key is the condition, Bill. Give them a price range based on the condition of some of those 34 Diamond Kings and Stan Hack specifically.
Well, Matt, didn't you say it was a PSA 8? Or
no, it's ungraded, but it's really sharp. I mean, the color's clear. There's no damage to it.
Well,
the condition is going to determine the value. I mean, if it gets a 7 or an 8, it's probably $300 to $500, a little less than that. It's going to be less than that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Well, like I say, it's more of a funny story because I ended up winning it against my nephew, who's bidding against me. So
you guys were bidding each other up, huh?
We didn't even know it.
What did you end up paying?
I want to say I paid $75 for it.
Whoa, how long ago was that?
It had to be like about 8 years ago or so,
okay,
or somewhere in that time frame.
Unless it's been in the bicycle spokes, sounds like a good deal.
Oh, no, it came in a holder.
Yeah.
It's been in a holder, and it's still been in there. So.
Well, Bill, if he sent that to you, you'd probably get it graded and authenticated if it was really nice then, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd have to, yeah.
Yeah.
That
would be very good. Now, speaking of grading, Derek through Twitter here says his buddy in Kansas City has a full 1961 Fleer basketball set, all PSA 8 or better.
Wow.
Bill Huggins, what would that do in an auction?
Gosh, I'd have to look that up. If they're all straight eights and have no qualifiers on it, that's a gigantic home run.
It is, and especially if some of them, PSA 8 or better, that would be, you'd have to see where it ranks on the PSA registry. Derek, if you get us that info, and then we will, get a little better idea if any have sold similar to that where it is on the register. It's got to be up there pretty high, though. That'd be interesting to see where it ranks. That's something else. Keith from South Chicago Heights is on the line. What's up there, Keith?
Yes, I have a 1955 Brooklyn Dodgers 8x10 photograph and then an index card with it that I bought both at the same time. An index card has Jackie Robinson, Duke Snyder, Pee Wee Reese, Gil Hodges, Sandy Koufax, and Don Drysdale's autographs.
Ooh, that's cool. So, and what else did you get? Is the other item signed also?
No, unfortunately not. It's just okay. A team photograph.
So what do you think of that card with all those different names? Are the signatures overlapping, or are they all, like, individually, like, by themselves?
No, they're not overlapping. They're individually. A couple of them are in ink, and a couple of them are in pen.
It's actually good for that they're not overlapping, because a lot of times the card companies like to get those to turn into cards. So if there's not other signatures crisscrossing them, that's good.
Right.
Can you give it an estimate, Bill?
I would say it's at least $1,000 or more, you know, especially with Robinson on there.
Yeah, very good. That's cool, Keith.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Time for one more here. We've got Brian from Porter, Indiana. Brian, you're our last caller of 2017. What do you have? I don't want to put any pressure on you, Brian.
I feel honored. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning. I've got a set of Pinnacle Express Metalworks cards.
Hmm.
There's a 20 in the set from 1997 baseball.
Okay.
They're mostly bronze, and I've got some extras, one of them being a Greg Maddux gold card.
Okay, I would imagine like a Maddux gold would sell okay, but that type stuff doesn't sell for a ton. Not a real exciting set. Not what we were looking for, probably, for the last call. But that's what's fun about the show. You never know what it's going to be. It can be $100,000. It could be $10 item that people call with. Well, before we do the drawing, I just wanted to make sure that I give thanks to Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions for sponsoring the show, to Eric Ostrowski and Sean Davis producing the show, Eric almost every week, and Sean did a great job when he filled in, to all our listeners, all the calls from people, the kind things people have to say. Thanks to everybody, and as far as next year, we'll see. We don't know, but we'll see what happens. Time to do the drawing.
This week's winner and final winner of the year is Pistol Pat from Westchester.
Oh, so Pistol Pat.
Email me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com, before Thursday, and I'll deliver it free to your door.
All right, very good. Pistol Pat finally wins
one.
That's very good. Now, don't forget, you can go to HugginsAndScott.com. They've got an auction starting the end of January, going through February. You can, Bill Huggins is always there, 301-608-0355, Vince@ERC Delivery, and I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. Thanks.